Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Kim Williams, who we will recommend to the Governor General to be the next chair of the ABC.
Kim Williams, a former chief executive of News Corp and boss of Foxtel, has replaced Ida Buttrose as chair of the ABC. As Ida found out, it can be a controversial gig, which is why the editor of The Nightly, Anthony DeSegli, was so keen to have a chat to Auntie's new chair. And now, Anthony, I had a chance to sit down with Kim way back in the day when he was at Foxtel. He's a fascinating bloke. Albo called him a Renaissance man. What were your initial takeaways from talking to him?
Yeah, look, he's one of the great conversationalists, to be honest. And I think at the start of the story, I refer to it of it's like swallowing a dictionary and then washing it down with a thesaurus. And it's a little bit like that with Kim. He likes big words and there's an exuberance for intelligent conversation, which I love. And so talking to him is really, really fascinating, in short.
Yeah, I think the intro, your description of him is so perfect. Albo calls him a Renaissance man. You talked about his sort of exuberance for that conversation that, you know, could be mistaken as old school wankerism. Because he does have, like, he's just a lover of the arts, isn't he?
Yeah, look, he is. And especially you can, I sort of tongue-in-cheek use that term, yeah, sort of old-fashioned wankerism, because you can imagine how it goes down in a cynical newsroom. But the thing, you know, Kim Williams is one of those rare creatures who, you know, he's been an AFL commissioner, but he's also sat on the Sydney Opera House Trust. You know, he's currently a board member of the New South Wales State Library. And he's just one of those people who is so intelligent that it stretches across pretty much all boundaries. And I think that's what he'll bring to this role. And look, I think he's the right person at the right time.
Yeah, he'll need that intelligence to negotiate the minefield that is politics at the ABC. What did he have to say to you about that, kind of figuring his way between that Labor-Liberal divide, which is something that Auntie hasn't always done that well or that comfortably?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that he has come to the ABC at what is a flashpoint for the national broadcaster. I mean, it's long been the enemy of sort of conservative media. It's long been at, you know, at you know, had fisticuffs with News Corp, for example. The big issue for the ABC right now is that the left has kind of turned on it as well. And so he's come at a time where it feels like there's enemies on the left, enemies on the right. Look, Kim, his overarching theme is what he wants to bring to the ABC is impartiality. And he even sort of refers to it as, you know, he's now, I think his terminology is along the lines of, I'm now sort of boringly, reliably sort of, you know, pushing impartiality. That's where he wants to be. And he has a quote, a bit of a giveaway, I thought, where Kim tells me that, you know, he sees the ABC as a good central place that reflects modern Australia, and I think that's what he's all about.
And I thought he had some fascinating stuff to say about social media, because, you know, most people think that social media is a big part of the media landscape these days. Kim doesn't necessarily see it that way.
We are 100% in lockstep when it comes to social media. I mean, Kim's point is basically he can never understand the sort of overemphasis amongst journalists on something like Twitter, and he talks about how, you know, you can waste a lot of time for a very small audience on Twitter when you have this gigantic audience, which is the official ABC channel that you're working for. And he makes two really, really valid points. One is focus on that big audience, focus on the job at hand, and stop thinking about your tiny personal audience. And then he also makes a really valid point about the ABC Act. And as a journalist at the ABC, it's a very prescriptive act about objectivity, impartiality, scrutinising and forensically checking facts. And, you know, his question is, do you have time to do that when you're in a 24/7 sort of media frenzy of putting up Twitter posts? And, you know, it's a really valid point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it speaks to how you stay relevant as well, which is something that I think the ABC has been a bit lost in the wilderness. They've got their iView platform, which launched with so much promise, seems to have diminished a little bit. And he's obviously come from a streaming background at Foxtel. So what do you think he's going to bring to the ABC? How is he going to shape it?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned iView. He actually uses that as the example where he says, you know, Kim's always been really big on innovation and tech. That reference of him being a Renaissance man also applies to his views on technology. And you know, his short stint at the top of News Corp was a lot of the theme of that was him being at loggerheads about how fast the newspaper should move into the tech space. He talks about iView and he talks about how it was once a game changer and almost at the top of the streaming platforms in Australia, and now talks about how it's fallen off the wayside. And just little things like you go to ABC iView and, you know, it's a recommended list is crap and he wants to fix that, you know. And so stuff like that, I think he'll come in. You know, he's a change agent and I don't think he'll wait around. I think you'll know pretty quickly that things have got Kim's stamp on it.
Yeah, it's a great read on someone that we'll be hearing a lot more from in the next few years. You can find it by downloading the Nightly app. Editor Anthony DiSegli, always great to have you on the Nightly Five.
Thanks so much, Ben.